Hello, everyone. You're listening to Positive Thinking Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mike, from PositiveThinkingMind.com. This is a podcast and community where I share with you tips to improve your mental health, help you cope with your anxiety, and teach you how to have a better outlook on life. We'll learn ways to turn our negative thoughts around and look at life in a positive light. I want to inspire you and help you have the best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. So let's get started. Bitterness and resentment can invade our lives, often stemming from past grievances, unmet expectations, and perceived unfairness. Imagine carrying a backpack filled with stones, each one representing a grudge, disappointment, or past injustice. With each step, the weight digs deeper, pulling you down, clouding your joy, and staining your relationships. This is what harboring bitterness and resentment can feel like, a burdensome load. These feelings can undermine our happiness and disrupt our relationships if left unchecked. With all this negativity eating away at us, it's tough to let go, release these negative emotions, and move on. Let's go over some strategies to help you navigate away from bitterness and embrace emotional freedom. First, overcoming bitterness begins with understanding where it came from. This understanding can bring relief, allowing you to see the reasons behind your feelings and take control of them. These feelings often stem from deep-seated issues such as betrayals, disappointments, or unmet needs. Reflecting on specific incidents that trigger these emotions is important. Here's a personal story. A client named Sarah felt consistently overlooked at her workplace, despite her dedication and outstanding performance. Day after day, she poured her energy into her projects, often staying late to ensure everything met the highest standards. Her efforts, however, seemed to vanish into the abyss, rarely acknowledged or rewarded by her superiors. This ongoing disregard came to a head when a less experienced colleague, a recent hire with considerably less tenure and understanding of the company's complex operations, was promoted over her. The decision left Sarah not just disappointed, but seething with resentment. It wasn't merely about missing out on a promotion. It symbolized the culmination of years of being undervalued, a painful acknowledgement that her dedication seemed to count for little in the eyes of those who determined her career progression. To start to overcome bitterness, we need to examine and explore our feelings. Like Sarah, it's important to explore your grievances. Are your feelings the result of events over time? Or can you retrace your emotions back to a defining incident that had a profound impact? You embark on the crucial first step toward healing by acknowledging and understanding these emotions. Forgiveness is a potent but often misunderstood tool in the battle against bitterness. Many people resist forgiving because they believe it might seem like they're excusing or accepting the hurtful actions of others. However, the true essence of forgiveness is about personal liberation, frees you from the heavy burden of resentment that can weigh down your spirit. This liberation can make you feel lighter and more at peace. The primary beneficiary of forgiveness is not the person who caused the pain, but the one who decides to let go of the pain. It's about severing the emotional chains that tie you to the past, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart. Forgiveness benefits the forgiver more than the forgiven. It's about releasing yourself from the weight of the past. Let's talk about expectations. Expecting too much from people, situations, or ourselves can lead to disappointment and resentment. The ones we set for others and how these frequently diverge from reality often straying far from what might be considered reasonable. Of course, the definition of reasonable can vary widely, but generally speaking, out of sync, expectations can create significant obstacles in our lives. Consider this scenario. You're facing a challenging period, stress from work, personal obstacle, or emotional distress, and subconsciously expect those around you to prioritize your difficulties. Have you ever felt puzzled or upset because someone didn't respond to your text right away? Didn't check in to see how you were coping, or wasn't there in the capacity you hoped for? These instances are telltale signs that your expectations may not match what others can realistically provide or are willing to offer. It's perfectly normal and healthy to depend on others, after all. Exchange is the foundation of strong relationships. However, the issue arises when we expect more than the other person can or is willing to give. Mainly when we assume they should intuitively understand our needs. Even during tough times, it's important to recognize that everyone is juggling their own challenges, and it may be challenging for them always to make our issues their focus. This doesn't imply a lack of care or an unwillingness to help. It simply means that the support they can offer may not meet our expected standards. Understanding and adjusting our expectations is a key strategy for preventing disappointment and fostering a healthier, more supportive network of friends. By being realistic about what others can contribute and acknowledging their efforts, we foster a healthier, more supportive network that can thrive even during difficult times. Remember, everyone has their limitations and may not always be able to meet your expectations. Communicate your needs and desires clearly to avoid misunderstandings and learn to set realistic expectations. Shifting the spotlight onto gratitude and embracing this powerful emotion can profoundly transform your perspective, steering your focus away from resentment and towards appreciation. Gratitude is more than just a simple thank you. It's an essential practice that helps recalibrate your mindset, highlighting the abundance in your life rather than deficits. By actively recognizing and valuing what you have, you can significantly reduce the room that bitterness occupies in your heart and mind. When you cultivate gratitude, you notice the small joys and blessings that often go overlooked. Whether appreciating a friend's thoughtful gesture, the comfort of your home, or even your skills and abilities, each act of recognition feeds into a more positive outlook. This shift doesn't just lighten your emotional load, it also enhances your overall well-being, fostering improvements in mental and physical health. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude regularly experience fewer feelings of isolation and depression, better sleep, and stronger immune systems. To truly integrate gratitude into your life, consider maintaining a gratitude journal. A simple yet effective tool involves writing down three things that you're grateful for each day. This practice helps anchor your attention to positive aspects of your life, making it harder for bitterness and negativity to take root. Let's move on to setting boundaries. Protecting your emotional space is necessary when dealing with sources of bitterness. One of the most effective ways to do this is by setting clear boundaries with people who trigger negative emotions. Boundaries are the guidelines we set for ourselves in relationships, indicating what we are comfortable with and how we expect to be treated by others. These are not just about saying no or keeping people at a distance, but rather about understanding and clearly communicating your limits. This ensures you maintain your well-being without letting others' actions or attitudes deeply affect you. Start by identifying who or what triggers your feelings of bitterness. Is it a specific person, group of people, or situation that leaves you feeling drained or upset? Once you've identified your triggers, the next step is communicating your boundaries. This isn't about confrontation, but rather about asserting your needs respectfully and firmly. For instance, if you find that a friend's constant negativity stirs up bitterness in you, you might need to express that while you want to support them, specific topics or conversations affect your emotional health. So here are some practical ways to maintain boundaries. One is be direct. Clearly express your needs without apologizing. Honest communication about what you can and cannot tolerate respects your feelings and the other person's. Two is limit interaction. If specific interactions always leave you feeling bitter or drained, it might be necessary to limit your exposure. Third is seek support. Enlist the support of friends or a therapist to strengthen your resolve and provide a soundboard for your feelings. And four is practice self-care. Engage in activities that reinforce your boundaries and promote your well-being, like meditation, exercise, or hobbies. Now, it's possible that some people will not respond well to your boundaries. They might feel rejected or offended. Prepare yourself for these reactions. Remain firm in your resolve. Remember, setting boundaries is not about pleasing others, but about maintaining your emotional health. And finally, remember that boundaries are not static. As your relationships and circumstances evolve, so too should your boundaries. Evaluate the effectiveness of your boundaries regularly and adjust them as necessary to ensure they continue to serve your needs effectively. Remember, the aim isn't to completely eliminate these difficult emotions. Instead, focus on managing them effectively as they arise. This approach prevents them from undermining your happiness and ensures they don't control your life. Each step forward will heal old wounds and strengthen you, preparing you for whatever lies ahead with resilience and grace. Stay positive, friends. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about building self-esteem and bettering your life, I encourage you to check out my courses at thinkdifferentcoach.com. Again, that's thinkdifferentcoach.com. Remember, you are amazing, you are awesome, and I want you to live life to the fullest. Doesn't matter what other people think of you, who cares what they think? It's what you think of you. I believe in you, I want you to believe in yourself. Stay positive, friends.